From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Indonesian plane carrying 54 missing. An Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard is missing in the country's easternmost province of Papua. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control today, about 30 minutes after takeoff from Sentani Airport in Papua's capital. The plane was on what is normally a 50-minute flight to the city of Oksibil. Search efforts were called off after dark late today. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province was killed in a suicide bombing today, along with 14 other people. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Witnesses say the deceased minister Shuja Khanzada was listening to complaints of villagers at his residence in the Attock district when a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body. The massive blast caused the building to collapse and trap dozens of people under the rubble. Provincial advisor Saeed Elahi says civilian and military rescue teams quickly reached the site to retrieve bodies and assist the wounded.
But as you know, there's a congested small town. The narrow streets and the blocked roads, so that was a problem, reaching there.
Minister Khanzada was leading a crackdown against militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the province. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
China has confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Shi Lu, the chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army's Beijing military region, said today that more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. Chinese officials also said today the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed to